You're listening to the Bitcoin.com podcast. Our guest today is Sean Worthington, founder of Cloudcoin. This episode is brought to you by the Bitcoin.com exchange, the exchange you can trust. Buy and sell Bitcoin as well as 250 digital assets. The Bitcoin.com exchange is secure, fast, easy, and reliable. Register within seconds and buy crypto with a credit or debit card. Join our community of traders now. Exchange.bitcoin.com. I'm your host, Dustin Plantholt. Join us as we dive into the world of economics, politics, tech, Bitcoin, and cryptocurrency. For even more crypto-related news, sign up at news.bitcoin.com or follow us on Twitter at Bitcoin.com. Now let's bring on our guest. Sean, welcome to the Bitcoin.com podcast.
Well, thank you very much, Dustin. Good to be here.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Now, tell us, what is Cloudcoin?
Cloudcoin is something brand new. It is a cloud-based currency, and it does not rely on the blockchain. So it's one of a kind. There's a lot of unique features about it. And basically the way it works is that I've got a file. This file has a bunch of authenticity numbers, which are equivalent of passwords. These authenticity numbers correspond to clouds that are all over the world. If I've got the authenticity numbers, then I'm the owner. And if I want to buy something from you, I'll give you these files with these numbers, and then you'll go and check them to see if they're good. If they're good, then you can change them. And when you change them, then only you know the numbers and nobody else does. And now you're the new owner. And this creates a system in which you don't have to have user accounts. You don't have to have logins. There's no blockchain that tracks everything. It makes it so that it's absolutely scalable, 100% private. And it has some features in that we separate the data from the logic. So we can bring the currency into video games, virtual reality, any kind of program or software. So it's really quite revolutionary.
Now, how'd you come up with this? I mean, this is something that's unique and it's different. And now you're the one setting the bar. So how did you create it?
Well, I was studying philosophy with my daughter. We homeschool. And one day I'm a computer scientist. I've been teaching at a community college for the past 20 years. And I realized that, well, I'm not going about this very well, but basically we were asking the question, what is money? And with this new philosophy, I had some mental tools that I didn't have before. And I realized that monetary systems are databases. They basically track who's got the value, you know, who did work and who should get value back from that work. And if we look at like the island of Yap, they have these great big stones that they use to track who's got what. In their village, they've got these raised squares. And if you have money, you'll have these big coins there. And every time they do a transaction, they roll coins from one raised square to another. These raised squares represent families. So you can go into the village and you can see who's rich and who's poor just based on who's got the most stone coins. And this is the same thing with Bitcoin, you know, the blockchain. It's a public ledger where everybody can see who's got what value. But there's a better way, and the better way is cash. And with cash, we've all got some physical data. And it's, of course, it's all distributed amongst individuals themselves. Well, we can do the same thing with files. And all we have to do is ensure that they're authentic. And so we created an authentic system, our authentication system. And there was some requirements. One requirement is that it has to have what we call data supremacy. So data supremacy is when you have a system that cannot be brought down. And that's really what Bitcoin did and showed us. They showed us how we could create a digital currency which could not be hacked, which could not be controlled, which could not be altered. And there's only one other system that we could find at the time that was like that, and that was the DNS root servers. So the DNS root servers are a data structure that have been around since 1985. They've never been brought down as a group. And they also have data supremacy, but they also allow 100% scalability and that billions of people can use it trillions of times a day. And so we based our coin, our data structure, on the root DNS system. We created something called the RADA, the Redundant Array of Independent Detection Agents. And that allows us simply to quickly authenticate a coin to see if it's real or not.
Wow, that's fascinating. So that's the problem then you're solving. Is this a problem you've seen that has been ongoing and you needed to provide the solution, or did somebody bring this to you?
Well, once I figured out that monetary systems are information systems, money is data, and basically it's a database, I realized that we can have a normative approach, which means that we can figure out what is the best currency that's possible, because we have models for existing information systems. And so I came up with something called the theory of perfect money, and we're shooting for that. So, you know, obvious things is you want availability, you want confidentiality, and then you want something called integrity. And data integrity is something that it's good to be a data scientist or, you know, a computer scientist to understand, but we've got all these integrities of databases, such as referential integrity, domain integrity, and we created a model, and then we started making that data structure. And so we are trying to make the best currency possible, the best currency in the world.
Interesting. Now, what sort of partnerships do you have? And I know you're a newer company to the space, but who are you working with?
Well, we've been pretty independent. And so when you say working with, we are working with the Transform Group, of course, and they're our advisors. The Transform Group is really the best advisors in the world. They say that we are an A-rank coin right there with Ethereum or EOS, and that we should have a very successful life. And so having the Transform Group, I think, is the best partner we could ever have.
I completely agree. I've got tremendous respect for Mr. Turpin. Good man.
All right.
And so where are you guys headed? What are some of the things you're working on right now?
Well, we're just trying to become as dependable and as fast as we can be. And so we're working on something that I call the super RADA. Again, the RADA is the redundant array of independent detection agents. This allows us to have independent server operators and administrators all over the world. And we're creating systems that are not based on PHP and MySQL, but are instead based on the C language and binary, and that can handle the entire world's traffic all at once, and are very small and easy to install on any operating system, including cell phones. And so we're just trying to improve. We've got some other projects that we're looking at, because one of the things about us is that we can use AES, that's Advanced Encryption System, as opposed to SSL, which is what everybody uses. But we have a system of shared keys, which the user has a cloud coin with a password, and the server or the RADAs have these passwords. And so we can talk to them encrypted using a quantum safe encryption that is much faster. And so we're just trying to make everything better.
That's great. So how did you get into crypto? What brought you in?
Well, you know, I heard about crypto from the beginning, and one of the people that I listen to is Stefan Molyneux. He's been canceled off of YouTube, which is really a terrible thing. But he would always talk about, or often talk about, Bitcoin and discuss it. And there was a lot of debates about whether Bitcoin's money or whether only gold and silver are money. We had, you know, Ron Paul, who was saying that gold's only money. And then we had Ben Bernanke, who said that gold is not money. And so this is what got me thinking about, you know, what is money? And you know, that's where this came from, is that thought and the realization that, hey, this is an information system. I'm getting a PhD in computer information systems. Maybe I should know something about this.
And then that became the beginning of your journey. So where do you get your education from today? Where do you learn more about the space? Because there is a lot to learn, that it seems to be never ending, and there's a lot of projects out there. So yeah. What do you do to keep you at the top?
Well, I'm a maverick, definitely. We've done everything different than everybody else. And one of the things that I've done is just paid attention to my own business and not paid any attention to anybody else. A lot of these people, I remember when we first started the coin, we had a lot of teenage boys telling us what to do. And they were, you know, these millionaires that made lots of money over Bitcoin. And they were very focused on our marketing, you know, whether our website looked good or bad. They really didn't know anything about the technology, didn't really care about it. They were just trying to get rich quick. And so we did not do an ICO, and we did not try to do things like investments and raise money and all this other stuff. We believe that Cloudcoin is a money, and so we shouldn't have to raise other money for that. We can just spend Cloudcoin into existence and hire people with it. And we did do that. And that's taken us a little bit longer. But I guess you could say that I'm pretty simple-minded and not very knowledgeable about the crypto world. And I'm very happy that we have Michael Turpin to guide us through that. But we've been just minding our own business and not really paying attention to what's going on in the crypto world at all.
And so you're an entrepreneur. So you had the idea in your head. How did you get it out? I mean, most people, I would tell you, well, they'll have their aha moments in their life that they just don't know how to get it out. They don't know how to move to the next step. How did you do it?
Well, I've been a computer science instructor for 20 years, so I know nothing about business or entrepreneurship, but I really believe in this project and in this idea. And so I believe in it so much that there's no way I'm going to give it up, but it really has been a challenge to move forward. But I think that the technology is so good that I can't lose. You know, it can't lose. It moves itself. So no matter how I screw up, or no matter how much I don't know about business, it's still going to succeed. And we are succeeding, and Cloudcoin succeeding.
And who's your ideal customer?
Well, you know, I've never thought about that too much. But I think that everybody that uses money, that wants to use money, especially for retail, to buy and sell things, they're going to be big winners because there's no fees here. And it's 100% private, which means nobody knows how much money you have and who you do business with. And so, and it's possible that you can trade all over the world day or night instantly with no fees. I just think everybody is going to be the winner. There's no specific people. It's designed to be a general currency in which everybody can use.
And so how do we learn more about Cloudcoin?
Our primary website is cloudcoin.global. And there we spell out everything and how it works.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for coming on the Bitcoin.com podcast and sharing with us your story.
Thanks, Dustin. It's been a pleasure.
You've listened to another episode of the Bitcoin.com podcast. Subscribe at news.bitcoin.com, where your journey begins.